meat skins and bacon, all like that in it. Now the old lean meat wasn't do good, but the fat meat was what you see, all that the cut off, you know, like old bacon, it wouldn't be good. Mm. Upper part of those shoulders and hams that, you know, you wouldn't use for lard cooking.
And the lye would break it down, mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that would cook it then, that boy, and it'd just get thick and look like molasses, and it would look like it's good enough to eat. And it wasn't much that wouldn't take out, too. Mm-hmm. All kind of stains and things. Dirt, mm-hmm. It was really good.
Well, what kind of thing would you have for the hominy then?
A hominy would be, we used it in big old wash kettles because you can make it in any kind, but when we made it, we'd make a whole lot and then can it up. Mm-hmm. And that way, it would keep. And we'd just make it in about a 30-gallon, I guess about 20-gallon wash kettle was. Because we had a third one we did and used it, but a lot of times it'd be it was out indoors. But now the little one, we could bring it in and make it in the, mm-hmm. in the fireplace, cook it in the, and Mother had one in the kitchen, a fireplace in the kitchen, and we'd use that a lot of times.
Then to get back to the corn meal, how would you get it ground?
Well, a long time ago, it's an old stone grind. Now it's electric stuff meal. But that old stone grind was awful good.
To hear,
yeah.
How did you get it? Did you have the meal yourself?
One man would have a meal. No, and it would be a lot of times was run by old water mill. You know. That it furnished the power to run this rock around, that old big water wheel. Well, ours wasn't. I don't know what kind of mortar or anything about that would do it, but those old rocks. Now, we used to have one, and I believe there's one still down at Pappy's, was that one of the old rocks that they broke into, and it had grooves on it, you know, all around. And as that turned around, then that's what made you grind corn.
How much corn would you take to be ground?
Oh, a half a bushel of corn, and that'd make a right smart meal. You see, if you had too much, or you could take a bushel, it'd be owing to how much your family you had. And it would last a right smart little while.
How much is a turn? I read about a turn of corn.
Turn of corn, well, it'd be a bushel. Sometimes I've seen them take two bushels. That'd be a great big old sack full. Mm-hmm. And now if you had a big family, well, you'd have to take a two bushel. And then you'd about every once a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. And a turn would be different sizes owing to what you maybe...
Well, just a certain amount of whatever.
Yeah, whatever you need it.
Well, what kind of dishes are... breads or cakes or things did you make from cornmeal?
Well, I never did get to making it, but there's a lot of them made those old corn light bread, and we make muffins and hoe cakes.
Tell me what a hoe cake is. Exactly.
Well, it's just cornbread instead of cooking it in a like I had yesterday. Now we've got those, called cornbread skillets, and you make it in those, it's eight, and it's round all around. Now muffins, and then the corn sticks were shaped like a corn, you know, and your cornbread cooked in that still made it look like, and it had the brown all around, and your muffins do too. Or you can cook it in a big pan, and then cut it in two. You know, in squares, whatever you want. But if you like that brown, well, these others make it a lot nicer.